It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
And Frosty from Frost Farms is in here to warm us up a little bit and to bring us some valuable information. Welcome back. How are you?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good, good.
It's a bit frosty today.
I was saying I put my jacket on, my fall jacket on this morning, and I found $5. You don't wear it all year, and then you're like, oh, hey, score.
That's a nice surprise. Right? We have to start wearing that stuff. Now that it is getting colder, I was reading up on winter burn. What is that?
So that tends to be with your evergreen plants out there, like rhododendrons, any spruce, you know, any of the evergreens, boxwood. And what happens is they store water in their leaves. So over the winter, sometimes they get, for lack of a better word, sort of zapped by winter winds and cold. So the best way to try to treat that or keep that from happening is give them a really good drink of water late in the season, and also early spring, start watering them out of the gate.
Now, I notice sometimes looking at yards, I'll see people have burlap. They tie their trees up. Is that to protect it from snow, or are they doing it to more to protect it from winter burn?
Usually winter burn and also deer damage, because the deer are definitely looking for things in the wintertime.
Never thought of that.
I have a question, and this is coming from someone who knows very little about growing things, but is there such a thing as fall planting? Can you plant stuff in the fall, and if so, what?
Absolutely. This is actually one of the best times of year to plant things. You don't have to worry so much about the stress of watering. It's cooler on the, you know, in the evenings and in the morning, so it's a lot easier on the plant. So now it's a misconception that it becomes too late to plant, but really you can plant anything, you know, up to a month before the ground freezes, which that's a hard day to determine, but we're a ways away from that.
So you can actually plant in October.
Absolutely.
Wow, yep. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
so
if you didn't get a chance to do it this summer, you were busy, you were concerned about having to kind of babysit the watering, now's a really good time to get out there in the yard and get it ready for next year.
Awesome.
Very cool. Yeah.
So what's happening at Frost Farms?
We have been very busy with pumpkins and mums and everything lately, so people are really feeling the fall vibes with this foliage that we're speeding through. So we've been doing a lot of that, and it's been nice. It's great weather to kind of still get things outside, and you know, so people are still after it, which is good.
Well, and the Frost Farms, your farm stand is doing well. Got all kinds of things there.
Yes, we're very busy. Personally, we got into kind of crock pot mode in our heads, so we've got a lot of pot roasts and pork shoulders and short ribs and a lot of great kind of cool season food. So,
excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Frost Farms in Town Hill. You got to go there.
Thank you, Frosty.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Thank you, Frosty.